Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 117 for Saturday, August 1st. Wow, it's August already. How about that? August 1st, 2009. PHP BB Weekly, of course, is the weekly live podcast talk about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. Coming to you for a limited time from San Francisco, California, I am your co-host, Douglas Bell.
Yeah, I'm still waking up, Michael.
Hi, waking.
And I am Marshall Rusty, Yuri Rusko.
All right.
From the support team.
Yeah, I begged anybody to come on because of the big news this week, and Yuri volunteered to come on, so thank you, Yuri, for saving our necks.
Oh, yeah, it's what I do.
Exactly. Those developers are busy. They can't give time to anybody other than their development or whatever they do for a living.
It's also 6 p.m. there.
Well, depending on who's there.
Well, yeah, but most of them are there. I realized this because we were going to listen in, and then I said, wait, it's starting, and they said, no, it's starting in 6 hours.
So, you're referring to back when you had the meeting.
Yep. Yeah, we were sitting there, and it was noon, and I said, oh, the PHP Weekly is starting, and then, of course, no, it wasn't. So.
Arg, fooled by the time zone, Yuri. Just wait till we change the time of the show.
6 hours later.
No, 1 hour later, but you'll still be lost.
Yep.
Not like you. I'm the one that's changing time zones. Oh, boy. About that later. Let's get quickly through the housekeeping so we can get into the meat of the show today. The number to call if you want to join us live, 724 is the area code, 444-7444. It's a very affordable number, ha 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 ha. The call ID number is 12418. Or you can also join us in our wonderful chat room, TalkShoe.com, where we are currently debating between the successes of Firefox 3.5 versus Safari 4. Boy, we know how to be off topic in that chat room. Join us there. The PHP BB Weekly IRC channel on freenode.net, or you can also stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. Those are all the ways to get involved. But we have quite a bit to talk about, as it were. Right after the show came out this last week, in fact, to the point where Nils was taunting me at the very end of the show last week on TalkShoe about the fact that they were going to release a blog post right after the show ended. Turned out it took a little longer than that, but you guys put out a blog post about a developer meeting you guys had a few weeks ago, and we didn't know about it, partly because you guys didn't say anything about it, partly because it was getting ready for OSCON invasion. You guys did a meeting up in Cologne, Germany. Apparently was the development teams and the management team. So, and Yuri, you were there as part of the management team. You guys apparently did some coding, either seeing some touring. There's a chocolate fountain in here somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. All the development team and some of the management team, those who, I don't know really, to be honest, how we volunteered, and then some people just couldn't come, obviously was rather short notice, and then I guess some just sort of missed it. I'm not sure exactly how this was supposed to go, but the support team and the development team work so closely together that it really would have been a mess if there was something that was decided without any input from our side. So, and likewise, the mod team is also very, very intertwined, so.
Yeah. Did you guys have a birdie there? Because I see your group picture, which looks great, but there's no birdie.
You know, I don't know if I should show you this. Yes, we did have a birdie here. Let me see if I can.
Oh, of course you should show it, Harry.
It's one of these photos that. Okay, yes, fine. Here. Enjoy.
All right.
And you can post that in the show notes. Yes, we had a birdie there. He was rather drunk for most of the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, I saw this picture once before.
When isn't he?
Okay, let's see. I can't mean German? What is that supposed to say? Yuri, what's it say? Did we lose Yuri?
Did you lose Yuri?
Oh, there you go.
I think I'm still here. It is beer. It is a very, very large keg of beer.
Yes, I see.
Well, when
that.
I say very large, I mean it's the size. It's bigger than the birdie. So
is it like 10 proof or?
It is less than that. I'm sure.
Good.
It's just regular German beer.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
I don't know. You know, if it's I'm not.
I can zoom in on this.
Yes.
Dang, sure, this is big enough to be my wallpaper if I wanted to.
I can give you the original if you want it.
I don't. Just trust me, I don't. All right. Well, let's see. Apparently you guys went to did some touring. You went to visit the Chocolate Museum, which I guess had the Chocolate Fountain, the Cologne Cathedral. How is it over there?
It's very nice. It's very, very European.
As opposed to the neon of New York City.
Sure. Yes. Okay. We'll just say the neon of New York City.
I don't know anything about New York City.
New York City is a lot more modern.
Yeah.
It's a lot more messy. Also, so
I'm sure
Germany is a lot cleaner. It seems people don't throw things onto the street.
Yeah.
Either because they just care about the street, or because they're afraid of the German police. I don't know which one of those it is. I can guess, though.
There you go.
Or maybe there's just better people in general. Maybe they're just coded that way.
You answered this before the show started. Looking at the picture, who is Carolina?
She is Henry's girlfriend.
Ah.
And she was our feminine relief for the entire event.
Oh, dear.
So anytime, you know, we would have to watch ourselves, I guess. The conversations would have been much, much worse. So she was like a buffer of fail. She kept us from saying really, really dumb things.
Save that for IRC, right?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Knowing you guys. Oh, boy. You can see why I'm not on the teams at this point. Because on this show, I'm your buffer.
Another phone call. How do I answer a phone? Why would Skype even bother asking me?
Why don't you put it on Do Not Disturb?
Yeah, I should do that. That's a good idea.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
So
I'm just wondering how I could take two phone calls at the same time. So
yeah, you can't. It will mute this one when you take the other one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, could you guys hold on for a minute? All right.
Sure enough. Yeah, we're all done. We're not doing anything important or anything, you know.
I'm sorry for that tangent.
So
it's kind of funny. Yesterday, I was asking in the chat if there could be an opera war, just for good old times. Were you around then, Doug?
Huh?
Were you around then for the opera wars? In IRC?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, the Apple Wars are great.
Oh, those? Yeah, because I was
That
was like, there were only like three of us using Macs, and I was the most vocal one. Now like half the team is using Macs.
Oh, no. Don't get the wrong idea. It's just a part of the team that are using Macs.
Hey, Yuri.
More outspoken than the part that are not using Macs.
A majority of the people talking on this podcast right now are using Macs.
Okay, well, that's good to know, and that's why I will be watching my back.
Yes, Yuri.
Michael, when did you get a Mac, and why? And I shouldn't do this now.
Oh, not even 8 minutes yet, and we're already sunk. 10 minutes.
Long story short, I got a Mac because I wanted to.
No.
That's a good reason, is any.
Exactly. Yuri better watch out for a Mac attack. That's an old joke. All right. Anyway. So, at the dev meeting, apparently it says you guys talked a bit about you guys, that's where the best CAPTCHA plugin competition came from, which we talked very extensively about last week. That's where you guys had discussed plans for Wheatley 1.6. You've got even more features coming now. Apparently, private message reports is coming, and emptying a user's outbox is also able to be done, which I guess is like a emptying a user's outbox like a moderator type of thing.
So these are the direct results of our experience of just using the software just like everyone else.
Yep.
And so we realized that there were some things that were going on, like, for example, PM spam on .com. And so there are some implementations that we added ourselves, which would not work if they were added into the core product, because then everyone would know how they work, and then they would stop working. But something like emptying the outbox is helpful, because if you, say, ban someone for PM spam, you have no way of destroying the PMs that have not been read yet, but will be even if the person is banned. So that makes sense. Okay. Did I explain that well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it use your ability to empty their own outbox, or just a moderator capability?
It's in the administration panel, the quick tools. So moderator with access to the user, or an administrator with access to the user management section of the administration panel can use that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was added anywhere else. I don't think so. I think it's just there.
Okay. So that actually clarifies it a bit, because I didn't understand the whole connection down to spammers.
So yeah, so it allows the deletion of a user's PM that still have not been read, because those that have been read, well, it's too late to delete them. Why bother? But those that haven't been read yet, you know, those can be deleted. And so then that spam would not arrive at whoever... You know, they would not read it. So the people who were on the receiving end of that.
It also appears that at the meeting, you guys promoted one of your junior developers to full-fledged developer, Andreas, or Bantu, yes, as he's known.
Yes. Andreas, as they pronounce
Andreas.
It. I won't say that again. Yes. I kept trying, and I failed.
Oh, well. Guess how long it took me to figure out how to say Yuri.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, of course.
At first, I thought it said yearly.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I've never forgotten.
I can't help it. You know, quite frankly, I's look like L's around on computers, which is annoying. They don't
on Mac.
Not necessarily. Same fonts.
Don't they have some special Mac fonts?
Some, but not the ones that you see on websites.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about regular fonts.
Okay. Yeah. So, what were we talking about? Yes. Of course. So he was promoted. I think this was sort of planned the entire way through. Of course, this is a development team interworkings, and I won't dive into those. But this was the idea was proposed from the very beginning, and of course he deserves it magically. And now we have an extra development team member.
Yeah. Wonderful. Is it going to probably become like a yearly type thing, or?
I would certainly hope so. It really depends on how things are going. Such meetings are proposed, you know, on the spot, and it's suggested that we do need one. For as you saw, the meeting was specifically designed to discuss the points that were released in the blog post and then the announcement.
Yeah.
So this is.
And I can understand, because if there's one thing I learned from OSConvasion, you know, these are people you'll chat with all the time on forums or IRC, but when you're doing real person-to-person communication, it just has a different dynamic. You get so much more done.
And of course.
With it.
Everyone is there, first of all, which is very difficult to do on IRC, even for like team meetings and things like that. It's just very difficult to make sure that everyone is there at the same time, and anyone who's not there then can come back and say, oh wait, but I disagree. We should have done this, you know, differently somehow. So, and then plus also the fact that you can just yell at people across the room.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it was kind of
that
you
helps.
Guys did this sort of in lieu of a conference this year, because you were thinking about doing one this year. It looks like it's going to be next year. From what I've heard, it's going to be in New York City.
Yes, that's unconfirmed as of yet, but that is how it's looking.
Unconfirmed, but everyone keeps saying it.
Everyone keeps assuming it. It's different than saying it.
They're all calling it Liberty Evasion and IRC openly, you know?
Who is doing this?
Well, I'm not gonna try to get send the witch hunt after them live on the show. You'll have to ask me later, but
well, yes, that is the name that was proposed, I guess.
Hey, I didn't say it at first. They said it on IRC, so I presume at that point it's open.
At that point it is open, but whoever said that should be slapped openly.
Oh dear. I think Yuri's about to open a contract with Paul to slap somebody.
Yeah, whatever. It's not really that big of a secret anyway. I mean, what are we hiding exactly? Yeah. The city is here.
What's the worst thing that could happen? They could come and line up. Like,
people
a whole
could
year
show
ahead
up.
Of time.
That would be awful.
just like at the iPhone launch, they'll camp out.
Yeah, in New York, if you line up, especially if you line up in something that has an Apple logo in front of it, people will just line up behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Without really being sure what it is that they're lining up for, and in fact, this was done. And then 250 people lined up, and then someone out of the Mac Apple store on Fifth Avenue walked out and said, "Hey guys, what are you doing here?" And they said, "Oh, we're standing in line." And they said, "What for?" And then everyone went home. It was a sad day.
And then, of course, the next day, everybody, the media will come and cover you.
Oh, yeah, the media was all over this, of course.
Great.
A bunch of people lined up on the street. Must be exciting. The problem was that no one could tell them what they were in line for, exactly. And so I think they got a little suspicious.
The iPhone 10G.
You're so funny. Anyway, so, like, PHP.
Yeah, there you go. That's worth standing in line for. Well, definitely probably something that came out of this meeting you guys had was the big announcement that was posted Wednesday morning for me about some very significant PHPBB development changes that are being made by the development team. And, of course, these have impacts for the entire PHPBB project and the community and teams. And so there will be a lot more we'll probably hear soon about how some of the other teams will be playing this out, but you know, this is a very big announcement about just how the versioning will take place, about how everything will work in that format. So, how about Yuri, tell us what's new. Give us an overview here.
I don't know if people realize really how big of a impact this will have.
I really realize it. We're gonna make them realize it on this show.
So this gives you some things to talk about. And we were actually thinking about you while announcing this.
Oh, yeah, you were. So
you're really going to have a ball with this, which is great. I mean, it gives you some...
Yeah, I had nothing to talk about today, so thank you so much.
We love to provide you material. You know how it is. This exactly. is why we exist.
Yeah, exactly.
So the idea behind this is that we are running into some of the same problems that were had in the beginning, when PHPBB3 was developed from the PHPBB2 code base.
Yeah, what kind of problems? Because that's how Mike opened his announcement up, and I'm thinking, yeah, could you be more specific on the problems you're having?
So, if you when you're working off of an old code base and you're trying to make changes to the core, every time you make a change to something that is really deeply implanted into the overall architecture of the software, is going to break other things, other features that are built on top of that. And so you're going to have to fix those to get a working code base again. And then you change something. And then every one of those... So it's like a tree. And when you change the top of the tree, or the bottom of the tree, depending on what your tree looks like, you will have to fix all of the things that make assumptions on how the things above them work. So any feature that is below another feature will assume certain things about that feature. And so to implement a core change, you then have to change the code in tons and tons and tons of other places to keep everything working.
I think you lost me halfway through that. Do you have like an example that can illustrate that?
So if you have a class, like a user class, and you change how that user class works, anything that uses the user class is going to break.
And that's, of course, going to break mods that use it as well.
So Oh, yeah, absolutely. All mods are just gone at this point. Anytime you start making changes to something really deep inside or the architecture, by the way, that was an example of an actual class and not necessarily the architecture of the entire system.
Yeah.
But hopefully you can relate better to that example. So, yeah, absolutely. Anytime you start making changes to something that is used throughout the entire code base, everything is going to break. Even if the change is small in the sense that all you have to do is just change a couple of the arguments or something like that, even that alone means that every line that calls that class, that method or any of that will need to be updated. Uh-huh. And when you start making more core changes, then a lot of things need to be updated.
And I guess it's kind of looking at, so you're saying this in terms of, you know, planning ahead for Ascreus, the next PHPBB major release, where you make those kinds of changes which break mods? Or are you referring to something like 3.0.6's new features?
No, 3.0.6 is just basically what we want in feature releases. It's there are some major and some minor features, all of which are really required by the community, such as the CAPTCHA, the plugin system, and
quick reply.
Various other things that I, yeah, the quick, right, exactly. The quick reply, which I would not call a major feature, more of a very, very tiny addition, which people could, in fact, I was always surprised.
Yeah, that's a feature that's not required by the community, it's demanded by the community.
Yeah, so that was basically just thrown in there because everyone kept asking for it, even though I've always thought that it was so simple to add one yourself. I mean, it's really just editing a couple of files or, you know, three files, depending on how you implement it.
Really?
That's it's a template change. The majority of it is just a template file change.
Okay.
And so some minor changes, some minor tweaks. Because don't forget the request var function, it uses request, I believe. So it checks get, post, and everything. So
yeah.
In any case, the reply screen, you know, is a form anyway. So yeah, so it's very, very straightforward. There's not much you have to do.
Okay.
I'm just thinking back to what the original question was. So that was the reasoning for all the changes, was that all of these problems were coming back, and to implement something small, a lot of things were breaking. With something like the event system that was planned for Ascreus, it was very difficult to get to stick it into the existing code.
So in a way, are you kind of describing a situation where you guys are wary of those changes to Ascreus breaking so many things that you would have to declare it like a PHPBB 4, such in the way that you had to change 2.2 to 3.0?
It's just that the developers were becoming afraid of editing things because they would change something and there are so many assumptions being made. So PHPBB 3 is a solid code base, but the way it was coded is flawed in a modern look at, you know, programming. So at this point, everyone tries to make everything more modular and independent of each other, with making as little assumptions about how other things work. So you basically want to say, here is some information. I want you to perform this action on this information. I don't care how you do this, and then give me back what I want back. And that other bit is going to do its own thing, and it's also going to make very little assumptions on the various things that it uses. If that helps.
That's kind of the interesting thing about PHPBB3, and obviously it's a more modern code base than PHPBB2, but it's still, you know, the development for it spans back to early 2003. So
yes.
there is some very old code base by today's standards in there, and then there's, you know, some newer bleeding edge code with like the module system, which added fairly late in the development phase, after they had already decided that we're going to go ahead and break the mold and go to PHPBB3 instead of 2.2.
So basically, you don't want the old code base holding you back. Is the point? So for something like PHPBB4,
excuse me,
it would be much nicer to design it from the ground up and create some plans out and say, listen, okay, this is how we want it to work. And then from there, add on features, maybe some features that you can pull from PHPBB3, some code that you can not write from scratch, but take the old code and then change it around and stick it in and, you know, fix it to the upper standards of PHP before. And that way you're working off of a higher idea as opposed to pulling the entire old code base up with you up to where you want to be later.
So let's just kind of go through what was announced, and then we can kind of see how those announcements, or Yuri can explain how those, what's been announced, will help to change those issues you were describing. One of the things, and this was ironic that it was just, you know, kind of talking about this a week or two ago, but PHPBB is ditching the former Linux kernel version numbering system. Apparently, the Linux kernel doesn't like it anymore, so neither do you guys. And essentially, it's still going to be the x.y.z scheme. The major difference is that there is no longer a significance given to even or odd numbers. According to the original Linux kernel version numbering system, the middle number, which kind of represented a minor releases, if it was odd, it represented a development branch, and if it was even, it represented a stable branch. That's why ASCRIS was going to be PHPBB 3.2, and then back in the day you had PHPBB 2.2, and 2.1, 3.1 were like the development branches.
Yep.
Now, apparently, ASCRIS will be branded as PHPBB 3.1, and then whatever comes after ASCRIS will be 3.2, and blah, 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 blah. Then one day, whenever you guys completely rewrite PHPBB again, that will become PHPBB 4.
Yep.
Is that pretty much it?
That's exactly it, yeah. That's, I mean, there are a few other things, like the PL releases, but otherwise, that's...
Yeah.
That's basically it. The reasoning, of course, is that the old Linux, the former Linux kernel versioning system, is counterintuitive for the majority of people, and so we would get people coming in and saying, "Oh, when is PHPB 3.1 being released?" And
yeah.
So then we would have to
no,
go,
not.
"Oh, we use this ridiculous system where it's only even numbers," and so it was decided that it doesn't fit.
Sorry. The other thing that seems interesting to me is you guys have actually tried to change some other things about your release cycle. You now have release candidates for, you know, for revision releases. When you're doing bug fixes, you do them. And when you guys did the development level for PHPBB3, you guys released it at 3.0.0.RC1 or 3.0.RC2 and all that. So it seems to me like you guys were almost able to figure out a way to make the versioning work without using the Linux kernel system, which would insist that if it was not stable, it would be labeled as, you know, 2.1 dot R whatever or something like that.
Exactly. And as long as the version compare function used by PHP supports it,
you're good.
Which was something that was, of course, then there's really no reason not to make them as obvious and as sort of as straightforward as possible. So something like a 3.0.7 dash dev is perfect. That makes perfect sense. Everyone knows what it is. And then you change that to a dash RC or, you know, and so everyone sort of can figure out what that version is without having to take a computer science course first. And so there's no reason to complicate it even more.
And the other thing you guys are doing is you have to the versioning system as it were, you guys are now going to do, if there's a change in an external library, you'll have to explain what this is meaning. You guys are going to actually release patch level updates as opposed to a new revision update.
So hopefully this will never actually happen. But yes, assuming that we do use some external libraries, which is, of course, might happen, likely will happen.
Yeah.
Anything... You know, I mean, even I believe ASCRIS uses what is it? What is it that it uses, Michael? Anyone? Any survivors there?
The are you talking about the Zend?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. Which one it is? But it's one of the Zend ones.
So there you go. So external packages. Anything that we don't change, that we don't specifically recode to fit PHPB, which is well, it's a good idea if you're going to use a large external package not to change things too much and just sort of, you know, let the designers maintain it. So if one of these packages was to have a critical vulnerability in it that they missed and then that we missed, and they were to release a patch or we would become aware of a critical vulnerability in one of these, we would need to patch it in some way. And so rather than releasing an entirely new version, as with all the bug fixes and such, which have not been tested through our release process, we will instead release the same version that is currently available, the current stable maintenance release, with a -PL and a number.
But this is for a vulnerability in an external library, which, by the way, 3.0.x does not have, as opposed to a vulnerability in the core code of PHPBB, right?
Correct. Vulnerabilities in the core code will be handled, well, depending on what the vulnerability is. So regardless, that will result in a version bump because we are changing our code.
Yeah.
And not an external library. External libraries hopefully will not break our code. Of course, if an external library released a patch as well as a new version and that new version had changes in it that broke PHPBB's code, then it would be an interesting question of what to do. At that point, either then the patch would be applied to the old version of the external library and then that would be included, or the new version would be included, in which case we would have to make changes to PHPB and release a whole new version with a bug fix. This would depend on how critical the vulnerability is.
Yeah.
Really.
Yuri, you should be in our chat room. Syntax Error 90 says, I'll start to worry when they use trig functions in the versioning scheme.
Sure. Tomorrow, then.
That's the funny thing. You know, we love talking about how messed up California is now, thanks to the changes. Now there's literally linear regressions written into the California Constitution.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's politics.
It's ridiculous.
And Californian politics.
Yes.
See, I think Ash did calculus for his version number in the footer for version 2.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy. You can figure out the rate of change of the core code of PHPBB 3.
No, we'll see. Our goal is to make things clearer as opposed to more hazy and complicated.
Yeah, that sure it is. So that's, so the versioning, you know, that's pretty straightforward. What is new, and we'll need probably a little more description, is this new release strategy of having up to 2 supported branches at any given time. And of course, I love how you guys wait until a safe distance from PHPBB2's death to decide that, oh, we are going to support 2 things at the same time. Sorry, that's just, I couldn't help that.
Well, PHPB2 would be gone regardless because it's a new major version, and so that would not fall in under this, and certainly the same sort of strategy will occur when PHPB4 is released.
Well, let's take a look at this, and I'll have lots of questions. You guys describe you're going to have a stable branch, which you know currently is 3.0.x, and then a feature branch. So when Ascaris is released as 3.1.x, that will become the feature branch. So the stable branches will continue to be supported for around 6 to 9 months after the date of a new feature release, which means what?
So say, for instance, that we were to release 3.1.0 tomorrow at Ascaris.
Yay!
Sorry. PHPBB3, the current 3.06 or whatever the maintenance release would be at that point, would be considered the stable branch. So we currently just have a stable branch. We don't really have a feature branch. Or you could say that we currently have only a feature branch.
Yeah.
Whichever makes you happier. Then we would support. We would continue supporting 3.0 point whatever X for another 6 to 9 months, at which point it would be retired, and we would announce when it will be retired, which means that support for it will end, and we will help everyone, like we did with PHPB2, update to 3.1.x. Now, no, 3.1.x is not an entirely new code base. The entire point of feature releases is that the overall architecture is maintained to the highest degree that it possibly can be while still implementing the features that were decided upon for that version. So you won't need a converter. You'll just be able to use the standard automatic updater. And, either the standard one or maybe there'll be a second one. This depends on the development team. But it'll be easy.
During the maintenance part of having both branches, does that mean that they will still continue to produce bug or security fix releases for the stable branch at the same time as supporting the feature branch?
Exactly. So there will actually be three separate versions being developed, and that is PHPB 3.0.x, 3.1.x, and 4.
As the future. Well, yeah. Before, or would there be 3.2?
Well, there would at some point be a 3.2.
So, because it seems to me like, you know, if you guys are... Does this announcement mean you guys are planning to start developing a PHPBB4, or is that down the road?
Well, PHPBB4 is always planned, and it's always the next logical step. So when that actually will begin is up to the development team.
Because then it seems to me like if you guys are doing that, but you're also doing this, and you have... maybe even 4. If you have the stable branch 3.0.x, the feature branch 3.1.x, the next branch, which when you guys are develop 3.2, and then if you're whenever you guys decide to start PHPBB4, that's up to 4 branches at one time here.
Well, it's not really up to 4 branches. I mean, it is up to 4 branches, but it's not as the same as actually developing 4 branches, because remember, maintenance releases are maintenance releases. They are fixing bugs and vulnerabilities if there are any, which hopefully there aren't. And we also have the junior developer team now who are handling the bugs and such. And so
in a way, the stable branch kind of goes down to mostly being managed by the junior developer team with the...
Well, it's still managed by a... If you read the announcement, there is a release manager for that version.
What's that mean?
And the release manager is someone who will work underneath the development team leader.
Okay.
And every major version that is like 3.3 PHPB 3 and then PHPB 4 will have a release manager who will be the person who makes management decisions about releases. They will work underneath the development team leader who will oversee the entire development process and make sure that everything is up to our standards and that everyone is happy and doing what they want to be doing.
So in the section I'm scrolling down, I'm going over the announcement here. It describes two completely different products, PHPBB3 and PHPBB4, but are you saying a release manager will either do one or the other, or there'll be a release manager for each branch that you guys are doing?
Exactly, the latter of those, yes. There will be a release manager for each
branch.
Major, well, not a branch, each major version. So major. For PHPBB3 and PHPBB4, there will be two release managers. If we ever have a PHPBB5, then, another release manager, whoever,
so there wouldn't,
one of the people,
So it's the former of the ones I said. So that means that there could. So that essentially means that the development team is splitting its attention. Half of the development team is focusing on PHPBB3.x, and the other half is on like PHPBB4.x. Or maybe it's not an exact 50-50 split, but you get
my drift. No, it's a very hazy split with a very very blurred line because, as the announcement actually says, the development team members will be able to concentrate on. They'll be able to concentrate on one but still work on both.
So I presume that they'll probably be more on PHPBB3 near the early days of 4 development, and that'll turn to more people focusing on 4 once 4 gets closer to its release.
I would imagine that that's the logical progression.
Obviously, this is years down the line at this point. Well,
yes,
based on it's not years down the line, but based on past tradition and having experience.
These things really depend on a lot of different aspects. So don't forget also that the development team is not all equal. There are people who are familiar more with certain global technologies than others.
Yeah.
So when it comes to developing a specific feature, usually the person who is most competent in that field will take point and everyone else will follow. So
yeah,
it would be unreasonable to split it and say, you can only work on PHPBB4, and then in PHPBB3 we need that particular thing being worked on, and we say no, you can't do it. So that's not going to happen.
Quite frankly, we've heard from the development team before where they pretty much would sort of divide tasks of the sections of the PHPBB code base to the people who were most experienced developing those types of things. So the CAPTCHA plugin system would be the specialty of one developer. Obviously, you know, we remember talking about how APTX was brought on to rewrite the BB code system for Ascarius, etc.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, we try to be logical. So whoever is most whoever's done it before or knows most about it or did the most research on it, that person will take point at least.
So let's leave PHP BB4 off for future just for the moment. Within PHP BB3, so there will be obviously Ascarius 3.1. First of all, is it with this new roadmap, is Ascarius still going to have the same sort of feature list that was described before in the past blog post and at London Vision last year, or are a number of the changes in Ascarius going to be deferred to later releases of 3 or 4?
The latter, once again. It will, well, we will try to include, I guess, the majority of the features that were promised. So anything that can be included, we will go ahead and do that. Mostly because those are the features that the community was asking for, and then those were the features that were agreed upon by everyone. And as you, from the announcement, as we say, the entire point of feature releases is so that people don't have to wait a few years for features that maybe they want right now.
Yeah.
It also doesn't make much sense because then a lot of pressure is being put onto the future version to be released just because people want a quick reply as opposed to an entire architecture change. Yeah. And so it then becomes illogical to put the development team through this process of having to deal with all these people saying, oh, we want this feature.
That's
and
so why the feature you guys made 3.0.6 a feature release, because there was a need, people wanted quick reply, there was a need for things like capture plugins. That's really the marquee feature of 3.0.6 in terms of, you know, what the real need for the community is, because the captures are just broke at this point.
Right, exactly. So
waiting for Ascarius would be ridiculous.
So one of the only ways to deal with spam is to diversify as much as possible. Anything that we include by default is going to get broken. And for example, ReCAPTCHA, which is being included as one of the default modules with 3.06, we will see how it stands up. Because at the moment, they are saying that it's unbreakable. And so we will see. I mean, this really depends. If you want to test something, really stick it into PHPV. Because that's absolutely true.
The first way to see if
there it has this share
is to get people to use it.
Like PCs, it just has this market share, which makes it really, really quite a magnet for
target.
People. Yeah, and you know that makes sense. So other bulletin boards will not be targeted as much as we are. Even though the same problems, I mean, they're being affected by the same problems. Spammers aren't picky; they go for the easiest pick. So whether the easiest means the one with the most market share, or the easiest means the ones with the weakest protection, the easiest to break capture, whatever that happens to be for the specific spammer, that's what they're going to target. So they go for whoever they think is easiest.
So, in the release strategy, the first paragraph, at the same time as it says you have. Well, okay, you'll have up to 2 supported branches at any given time. The stable branches will continue to be supported for around 6 to 9 months after the date of a new feature release. Does that suggest that subsequent branches, like say 3.1 comes out, would we expect 3.2 to come out within a matter of months? Or would it be like a matter of years as Ascarius has been since 3.0 came out?
When you said the version number, you broke for me, broke apart.
All right,
for
me. Let me restate that because I didn't ask it very clearly anyway. Using your previous example, say 3.1 comes out tomorrow. How long would you say it would probably expect till 3.2 came out, if there's a 3.2? Would it be like a matter of months, or would it be more of a matter of years?
I think that depends on whether there are any critical features, such as the CAPTCHA plugin system. It's always difficult to plan ahead with regards to releases. Some projects like Ubuntu and some other ones, of course, do things like a set release schedule where they just, you know, plan things in. But that's different for a bulletin board system because we're not really sure. We sort of go with the flow to an extent,
uh-huh,
as opposed to trying to fight it. And if you asked me a year ago or 18 months ago whether we were going to include some of the things that we're including now, I would have probably said no, and it would not have even have occurred to us.
Yeah.
So it's
and
difficult
to
say.
That thing I played from London Invasion last year, where someone asked about Quick Reply, and Ash was like, "We know where you live. We're coming now."
Yeah. This was always. I'm not sure why there was always this negativity toward a Quick Reply. I mean, I personally think that if you have an open community and you have a Quick Reply, conversations will very likely degrade to things like LOL and oh my god, and this is the best post ever. If you don't believe me, look on YouTube. So,
oh boy, that's
you know, and so you want it to be just a little bit simpler than just typing something in and clicking go. You want there to be this intermediate step where someone thinks, do I really want to make this post? Is it really going to add anything to this topic? So I don't, in a closed community, this is not as bad. So in my closed community, for example, we do have a Quick Reply, and I haven't found that it degrades conversation, but that's because it's, you know, it's an invite only system. So on a public board, I wouldn't do it. That doesn't mean others shouldn't do it, and they should make these mistakes for themselves if they really want to. So therefore,
the Quick Reply was put in, and it's disabled by default, but it's very easy to enable. And so if you want the Quick Reply, there it is.
If this release strategy and versioning numbering system had already been in place, would 3.0.6 actually be 3.1?
It's a solid question. I have no idea.
The only reason I'm asking is to really kind of get an idea. When you guys completely redo your release strategy and version numbering system, then the assumptions that we've come to expect from releases of different levels have kind of changed a little bit. I'm trying to get a sense of that.
Well, 3.0.6 is definitely a feature release, and it's being called as such. Whether it's as much of a feature release as what we intend for the future for things like 3.1.x, that is debatable. I would say no, maybe not. It doesn't have quite as many major features, so there would be, as was put, 4 to 5 major features in a feature release, and I really can't think of 4 to 5 major features in 3.0.6. On the other hand, there are some big features, like the capture plugin system, which is fairly large, so it's a major feature. And so maybe that compensates a little bit. And so, you could have these arguments, whether it would or wouldn't be. I don't know. Probably not. Other things would be included.
The converse of the question would be, under this new version numbering system, would a minor release like 3.0.7, 3.0.8 contain this many features? Or would that be deemed unsuitable for that kind of thing? Would we go back to the point where those are only going to be for bug fixes, security fixes, things like that, as a maintenance release?
I don't know if that's the converse of that question.
Well,
anyway,
it's kind of the extension of it.
It's kind of like the converse of that question. Yes, we will go with that. It is going to go back to being maintenance releases. So 3.0.7 and 8 and so on will be maintenance releases where they will fix bugs and so on. I would not expect... in fact, you know, the whole point is not to do this. So maybe there will be some minor features here and there if something is necessary. Like, for example, not all features are as, what's the word, mixed in with everything as some others. So for something like the empty outbox option, it's so separate from everything else that it's not really going to break anything by putting it in there.
Yeah.
Because it's really separate. Something like an ASP module would not, you know, at all break anything.
Or for that matter, like 3.0.3 had template inheritance.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if anything, that's going to fix things.
Yeah, but it's not going to break things. It's just now, hey, look, styles can do this now.
Something like this. But of course, there's also the problem with regressions and breaking things more than breaking other things, as opposed to so you fix some things and then break some other things, which again is one of the reasons why a fresh code base is being used for PHP before is to prevent this from happening. And it happens in smaller, and the same thing happens in any development process, even the smaller ones. So even changing a tiny feature will still break anything that relies on that feature to work.
One thing, it sounds to me like you guys are still sort of parsing out how you guys are planning to really do this. Once you guys start doing, after 3.0.6 comes out, you guys will then be able to start really plan how you're going to be managing this system going forward. But it seems to me like it's good because most other open source like CMSs and boards and things that I've seen tend to do more of a, we are going to do minor releases every few months with some new features, not a whole bunch of new features, but some new features, and they do it every few months, and that's how they up their middle number. You know, I hate doing them as an example every single week, but because they're the other one, they're the other program I use most often. It's WordPress. Every few months, they have a new release, 2.6, 2.7, 2.8, with some new features. In most cases, it seems to me like that's kind of the goal behind this new version numbering system, to make it not to the point where we've waited 2 years almost now for Ascaris to come out. Now it's going to be, you know, 3.1, 3.2, 3.3 comes out a little more frequently, and that way we're getting new features with that, and therefore we're not as impatient for the complete rewrite that will be PHP BB4 a few years down the line. Is that kind of an accurate assessment of where this is probably going to go?
To some extent. One of the reasons why you don't want to mix features into maintenance releases is, we even used to call this feature creep, which is, which is really bad. I mean, you then end up breaking things. So you end up including things, unless you really have a team that tests. And when I say tests, I don't mean they click around. I mean, they really have a list of things that they go through.
Like QA?
A very, very deep version of QA, a far more deeper implementation than something that we would have the resources.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, our QA team, don't forget, we're, again, limited by the resources that are available to us. And so it would be awesome if we had a major QA team that would be able to test things, everything thoroughly. But this is just not something that we currently have. So unless you were to have that extensive of a QA team or a beta team or something like that that had a very systematic way of going through the code or the changes to the code, including features in maintenance releases, I mean, like big features or big changes, would probably result in the maintenance release actually creating more bugs than it fixes.
Perhaps.
So the point of the feature releases is that we're spreading these out over a long enough period of time that we are able to dedicate as much time as necessary to testing these feature releases, much more than we would be testing maintenance releases.
Yeah.
So that's...
And maybe we can not have so many, more than 10 maintenance releases, or 23, as it were, for PHP BB2.
Well, yes. PHP BB2 was never meant to go into 2006 or 2007. I don't remember when we finally pulled the plug on it, but that
2009.
That was, well, I mean, when we figuratively pulled the plug on it.
Oh wait.
This was way, 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 way longer than it really ever ought to have been used, and the reason was because there was no next version. Of course, it kept going. It worked fine from a usability point of view. It was fine, but the code aged very quickly, as code happens to do.
Yeah.
And so there were vulnerabilities all over there that we now consider vulnerabilities that were not even known in 2001. And if you ever looked at PHP v1, Michael, I'm sure you have. It is not very difficult to find vulnerabilities. They are just around. They just happen to be there, sitting around and looking at you. So if something like that was released today, it would just be taken apart in every way. It would just be exploded. They're everywhere. The vulnerabilities there are everywhere because people did not think of this when they were coding in 2000. And now we have to fix things. And so there are security implications. There are also architectural implications. things like mods, for instance, want to use higher technologies. They want to also be modular. They want to easily be pluggable into the system. And PHP v3 doesn't do that quite as much as we would like it to do that. And so that's one of the reasons why PHP v2 lasted for so long, was because PHP v3 took so long to develop. This is what we were trying to avoid. So by having a feature release, we will then retire the stable branch after 69 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't have this, like you said, 3.0.23 or, you know.
Yeah. Because that's not desired. And quite frankly, that one of the reasons that PHP BB3 anticipation got so high, because the community was waiting for 4 years to sink its teeth into some new features without having to install mods. And that's probably why so many people ended up using the betas and release candidates, because it was something different for them. Even though we told them, you know, it's not for use in a live environment, people were like, what the hey? I'm tired of PHP 2. I want some new features now, please.
The reason why there are 23 releases in PHP 2 is because there were vulnerabilities that were released earlier on.
Yeah.
And even later on, really. I mean, there were vulnerabilities that were patched in almost every version. In fact, I think our release policy at that point was, we will make a new release when a new vulnerability is released.
And that happened to be almost every month. That's the point of 2005, anyway.
Right, and they were varying degrees of criticality, criticability, whatever the word there is. You know, some were toward the end, some were not as easy to exploit, but they were still patched because we take security very seriously. Now, PHP v3 has not had a release yet because of a vulnerability, and there were a few advisories, but these were not exploitable. There's nothing even remotely that of the size that was in PHP v2. And also, you'll notice that the PHP 3 releases are way larger than anything that was released under PHP v2. I think one update is probably bigger than all of the other ones put together.
That was 2.0.18. I remember that one. That was after you guys did a code audit.
That was a lot of fun.
Right.
Boy, I remember I did code changes mods to update that, and I remember some of the most pickiest changes, and I'm like, good grief.
But of course, any of the updates for the PHP v3 line are way larger than that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there's also the auto update, exactly, and feature releases will be supported by the auto update.
Yeah, look at this. It's been over a year and a half. You guys only have had so far 5 maintenance updates in a year and a half.
And these were all bugs. These were all just fixes. Bugs, in fact, that most people, I mean, a lot of these are, that I see are being fixed now, are things that I've never come across. And in fact, if you don't even know what the bug is, if you read the changelog and you have no idea what the actual fix is talking about, you might have never even encountered it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So looking forward, 3.0.6 will be released as planned. Probably there's still quite a bit of development going. You know, I've actually been, the developers are so good, they have been committing changes while we were talking quite a bit. The past week or two, they've had, you know, Nils added the report PMs to moderators with a new MCP module. Mike committed new functionality to the inactive users module, so you can, you know, set users per page, sort by post or number of reminders or the last reminded date, the number of posts and the ability to search posts, the number of reminders sent to the user, the date of the last reminder sent to the user. You know, there's Capture API changes. They're now going to display the version check on the main page of the admin control panel and cache the version check. The ability to copy permissions from one form to several other forums. And they added a log entry when copying form permissions. So these are just some of the ones I highlighted from the past week or so in the Subversion repository for the new features coming in 3.0.6 alone. So I don't know about you, Yuri, but that sounds to me like that should. I would consider this enough to be a 3.1 if you guys were already using this system and hadn't already committed to calling it 3.0.6.
Right, and that's really the reason why it was already decided that this was going to be 3.0.6, so that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And again, the versioning really is not. If we called 3.0.6 3.1. then we would have to retire the 3.0 branch.
Yeah.
And we would have to retire it much earlier than we at this point would like to retire it. And if we were going to retire it, then the 3.06 version, which would now we would call 3.1, would have other things in it that we would like to have over the period of the next 18 months, which is when 3.2 would then be released.
3.1, you mean, right?
Well, no, 3.1 would be 3.0.6. So I mean your hypothetical, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we were to do this, it would really break things that we are planning as of right now. So that's why it's being kept to 3.0.6, because it was not coded as a feature release in mind. So there, like I said, it's missing some things that we would like to maybe include in the next 18 months.
How long for 3.1 do you think? I know obviously it'll be done when it's done, but...
It's usually 12 to 18 months is the schedule that we are aiming for. If it's possible to do it earlier, then by all means. It depends. The speed of development really depends on the development team and how many people are available. If three developers were to take a break for the next 6 months, for example, we would see a great reduction in development speed. And if you had two new developers come on and everyone was active from the old development team, then you would see the development speed maybe double. So development is one of the things that really depends on how active overall it happens to be. And you can easily trend this. If you take a look at SVN, if you plot SVN across various years, you can easily tell when development has been more active and less active.
Or that code swarm, that video they did a few months ago.
Well, the swarm won't actually help you see when it was more active or less active. It'll help
you see
it's more of a timeline than it is an actual trend across a period of time. But yes, so that's pretty much it. If we get some new developers, if some new developers suddenly appear, they beam down, and that would be terrific.
What I will say, for 3.0.6, is that I was listening to one of the old shows we did back around the time the 3.0.6 was announced. And it was, I think David made this point, that when you have sort of a small list of new features, and you say 3.0. You say it to the public, 3.0.6 probably released in the next few months. That almost has really given the developers quite a bit of a push. And if you follow the Subversion repository commits, they've really been moving, getting these new features into the Subversion repository, into the core, very quickly, it seems to me. And so I wonder, as opposed to having sort of a, here's, we're going to do this in the next year and a half, if they did a little more of paring it down, don't make the feature releases quite so large, pare them down, come up with maybe an internal goal point. You don't have to make it public, but an internal goal, like 6 months, we want to be able to do this, get it released. Almost seems like maybe that works a little better. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion, obviously.
Well, that is, in a sense, what this is. That's basically what you described. One of the sorry about that. One of the variations of what we have just announced is that these will now be broken down, and so each feature release will be smaller and more manageable, and so it won't feel as though the entire world is ahead of us. It'll be more sort of the light at the end of the tunnel will be visible, because we will draw a line somewhere and say, okay, this is where we will stop.
Okay.
As opposed to something like PHP 4, which is entirely open-ended.
At this point.
At this point. It won't be at some point. I mean, at some point, of course, the features will be frozen. But at this point in time, seeing as how it has not even been started yet.
this is the first time you guys even talked about it publicly, quite frankly.
There's not even a repository for it set up yet.
Yeah.
At this point, it is very much open-ended, and I'm sure we will see some changes and that along the way, but the idea here is that people should not be focusing on PHP before. We will be focusing on PHP before. The community should be focusing on the next feature release, or 3.1. Even on the current feature release. Right, exactly. And so 3.1 will, in due time, we will announce a list of features that will be included and, you know, things that we will push back or eliminate entirely from this branch. Don't forget, I mean, we would rather not include a feature than include a poorly coded feature.
Yeah.
So if something is difficult to implement without seriously changing the architecture, that will be dumped, and then that will be in PHP before or in the next feature release, that depends on what the specific scenario is. But poorly implemented features will never be included. That's something that, of course.
So from the development team, we could probably expect that there will be some paring down of the original Ascreus feature list, and that will probably, you know, probably taking some features, postponing them to 3.2 or later, and we'll probably see that from them with fairly soon, I guess.
Well, 3.1.
For Ascreus, which will still be 3.1.
Ascreus will be 3.1. Yes, of course. Right. Okay, yeah. You're right.
But the original Ascreus list will be pared down a bit. All
right. You're correct. So 3.1 will include most of the things, but maybe some of them. Well, so the architecture changes are obviously out. So any planned architecture changes will obviously not take place because the entire point is to preserve the architecture. Mm. Yeah. So we will not be making 3.0 what it is not.
Okay. That sounds good. Last thought. There's a section here about effects on the other teams. Says that, you know, other teams are going to announce their plans for these changes on the blog. No one has said anything yet, but I'd be curious to know, as much as you can disclose anyway, what are going to be some of the effects that this announcement has on the other teams?
There are some like very obvious ones. Like, for example, with the support team, we will have to support multiple versions, and we will need to have an internal structure of how to go about that, much like the development team, whether everyone will focus on everything or there will be some kind of line dividing between two versions and who will go and research. And don't forget that the support team needs to learn PHP just like everyone else. We're more capable of doing that because we already know the existing software and we're hopefully competent and so on.
I'm sure you guys are still ready to figure out how to tell people how to turn on Quick Reply when they wonder where the heck it is.
Sure.
Since that's disabled by default when you update.
Support team members, just like everyone else, need to watch the commit log or they look at the new version released and they have to see what was changed and so on. I mean, we're not plugged in mentally into the development team, so we have to look at what they release just as much as anyone else. The mod and styles teams will need to update their repositories, the mod and styles databases to now have an extra version there. Or maybe split those somehow.
Would there be an issue where theoretically you'd have to have different tracking in the databases for mod styles between 3.0.x and 3.1, for example, where there would not be compatibility, or would they be developed so that there is compatibility?
Well, here you go. Here's a perfect reason of why 3.0.6 really could not be called 3.1. We'd like 3.1 to not break compatibility with mods and styles, which is what we were saying regarding the architecture. Now, obviously, any release will break some mods.
Yeah.
Because any mods that, for instance, any quick reply mods will not be compatible now because you'll either end up with two quick replies or you won't be able to find the code that before you would need to find and then add something afterwards or so on.
And for that matter, other mods will simply say they require 3.0.6, no mods that implement capture plugins, for example.
Exactly, right. So there are some mods that anything that is directly touched by the changes made in a specific release, any mods that were in those changes will obviously break. But what we're talking about here is a more global, will all mods break? Will most mods break? What is the percentage of mods that will break? Will mods break that really had nothing to do with the changes that were made, that were not anywhere near the changes that were made? Will mods break because functions were changed? Things like that. And 3.0.6, for instance, does break mods. It also breaks styles because, well, it will work. I mean, this is the thing.
There are changes that will need to be made to styles to be fully compatible with 3.0.6.
Right. So styles from 3.0.5 and before will work with 3.0.6. They will, however, crash in certain cases, I believe, if you enable Quick Reply. Yes, if you enable Quick Reply, that it will stop working. There will be an error, something. Something happens, and then you're able to go back into the administration panel and then disable Quick Reply and then update your style. So it's not something that's going to break it to the point where then you have to go into the support forum and say, oh, what do I do now?
And how about capture plugins?
Capture plugins will, of course, I mean, if you want to use capture plugins, you will need a style. There's no way around that.
But would you still be able to use in order a capture with a pre-3.0.6 style, sort of like a little bit of backwards compatibility?
I don't know. I haven't installed the 3.0.6 development version for a few weeks now, so I don't actually know what was changed. I believe that they were trying to get it to work as much as possible, so I'm not actually sure whether it does natively work with the old system. I don't know. I'm actually really not sure. You definitely want to update it regardless, though. I mean, yeah. My intuitive guess would be no, but the development team really do work some magic, so it's perfectly possible that they were able to get this to work. Intuitively, I would have to say no. I would have to say that you probably won't see a capture there at all. But I don't know. Now, I don't know whether or not seeing a capture there would also prevent you from registering, in which case, the ultimate capture. which doesn't allow people or bots.
That's called admin activation right there.
But updating would literally be just throwing this file in. By the way, since this file is not there, it wouldn't hurt. Assuming that the styles being used use template inheritance, they would inherit that file from ProSilver and SubSilver.
That's true.
ProSilver. Yeah. So in that case, maybe it does work. Maybe it works flawlessly. I don't know. I can easily install, look, and get back to you, or you could just do it yourself. It's not. You know. I mean, we will announce this before.
Only if recommended for experts, though. Probably the only team that probably won't care as much about this is the moderator team.
I was just getting to them actually.
Oh, really?
The moderator team has more forums now, and they have specific rules in different forums, and they also follow the rules of specific teams in specific forums. So the moderator team really are the front line of attack, so to speak. They they are diplomatic. They know exactly how to handle certain situations. I defer to them if there is a confrontation, or at least they should. So they do know how to handle situations better. They also, like I said, have very specific rules in different places. So, with more forums, that means they have to keep track of more rules, and that makes things more difficult for them. So everyone, this affects everyone. And again, you have more forums. When their task is patrol of forums, and you have more forums, then naturally that affects.
Might need more moderators.
Always need more moderators.
Always need more moderators.
Can never have enough moderators.
Of course. I go to Trump the support team at that rate.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but I mean, I think the support team at the moment is where we'd like it to be. Yeah. It's doing what we want it to be doing.
Mm-hmm. I would presume, I don't know if this is still a rule. Back when I was on the mod team, they actually said that mod authors had to follow the Linux kernel version numbering system. I don't know if that's still a rule.
This came up, and basically, as long as a version is compatible with version compare, that's fine. Any versioning system will do.
Okay.
So this did come up. This was a question that was discussed, and so yeah, I will leave this to the mod team to announce. But
probably probably still won't expect. There to be a 0.1.1 release in the mod database, though.
No.
Probably still has to be at least one of the 0.0 to be qualified as a stable mod.
Sure, there are just certain things that, you know, we stable versions usually do start with a one major version, and zero is served in most versioning systems.
Yes, and definitely for open source.
Right, exactly.
When
so
it's 1.0.0, it's considered stable, it's ready to go.
And that's just something for, we always have to find the balance between freedom for mod authors and intuitiveness for the community, because when the community starts seeing different versions, systems that look the same but are completely different and mean opposite things, and they get confused. So, I mean, you can redefine a version numbering system and say, "Oh, I'm going to do this backwards. You know, I'm going to make 100.100.100 the first release and then count backwards." But of course, everyone's just going to get hell of a lot confused.
As is the case with most big announcements, there's been a lot of major announcements coming out with PHPBB folks this year. We're really going to have to sort of keep a close eye on what it's going to be like, and, you know, sort of what the impacts will be once they start using this system. Right now, we're just talking about it. So, obviously, 3.0.6 is the first goal, and hopefully, that's with very. I'm told it seems like we're going to be very close to a QARC release for 3.0.6. So, looking forward to that. But we'll keep a very close eye on how this will play out with the development changes going forward. And, of course, the various teams are yet to share what they're going to be doing on the blog. But I'm very excited. This is a very major announcement. It's going to, I think, really help make PHPBB project more relevant going forward and keep it and help, you know, push it to be more competitive, more up-to-date with current standards, so it's very exciting. So, and according to Yuri, apparently the announcement was partially dedicated to the show, to having something to talk about today.
I'm sure I said that, yes.
You said that at the very beginning, so.
Yeah, I'm sure I used the word dedicated, too.
Well, I used the word dedicated,
too. Oh, yeah? Okay.
You said you wanted to give us something to talk about when you posted this. So.
I meant I wanted to use the word dedicated.
Ah,
I meant to use the word dedicated, sure.
Yeah, well,
specifically to you, Douglas. Well, not even to the show.
Take the month of August off. We have plenty to do the rest of the month, so. Let's wrap up with a couple of other things. Our PHPBB weekly poll question continues through next Saturday. What would be the coolest CAPTCHA plugin to have installed on your board? Those are some wacky answers on there, so go on our website to vote. All right, the mod of the week, you know, I'm surprised I didn't see this mod before because it's quite a nice mod. It's called Static Pages by Amik, and essentially it adds a module to the admin control panel through which you can add static pages on the forum. So if you want, to the extent that you find static pages useful, in a way this can, you know, kind of expand your community from being just a community to have some other pages. You can kind of make it a little bit more of a website type of thing. Just a little module manages the pages you have there. It supports BB code on those pages, page title, description, and all that. There's also, you know, like you can make search SEO friendly URLs. It supports custom BB codes. You can hide pages from unregistered users. And apparently has auto update of the mod as well, so they figure out how to implement that. So I'm sure a number of forums that want to add some static pages fairly easily will enjoy this mod. So Static Pages by Amik. If you don't need to incorporate a whole CMS bridge, then this is the way to go. That's the mod of the week. The style of the week, this one is actually dedicated to my mom, although I know she does not listen to the show because she's very scared of the kind of technical stuff we talk about. Her birthday's tomorrow, so this style is called Quilting and Sewing by Bill Sturr. We've mentioned his work a couple of times on the show because he does some very nice styles based off of Pro Silver with very various themes in mind. And this one is Quilting and Sewing. It's kind of cool how the sort of the background, you kind of see, it kind of looks like a like a knitted stitch type of thing as the background. The header has... Oh, and Yuri says his mom's birthday was yesterday. How did that happen?
I'm sure, you know, 365 days.
There you go. You know, there's actually, in statistics, there's a classic thing called the birthday problem. Where you're supposed to figure out in a group of X number of people, what's the probability that two people have the same birthday?
What is it, approach 99% at about 40?
Yeah, it gets very high there. Yeah, it becomes incredibly likely that two people in a group of really a small number of people have the same birthday. It's amazing. Anyway, back to the style. The header here has a nice set of bobbins and stuff up there. And there's some nice sort of red and light blue color coordination with some nice bobbin topic icons, which are pretty cool. And yeah, so it's a fairly nice theme. It is obviously, you know, fairly clearly pro silver, but I think, you know, just have some people that like to quilt and sew. My mom loves quilting and sewing. She actually made a T-shirt quilt for me to take when I go off to college. It's actually really cool. I have a whole bunch of extra T-shirts, so she cuts them up and then makes them into quilt squares and quilts them, and it's really cool. So
that's actually a really good idea of what to do with old shirts.
Yeah, because I've got way too many. I was drowning in them, so it was really nice. And, you know, kind of various highlights from my high school years, all in that quilt. Actually, interesting, Yuri. I know you're from New York City, and actually my roommate is also from New York City.
Well, there you go. You'll be able to learn some more about New York. Maybe you'll understand me a little bit better.
I'm looking forward to having someone who knows what it's like to live in cold weather. He can take me shopping when it gets cold up there.
Well, D.C. isn't as cold as New York, but yeah, sure.
Well, I was there during the inauguration, and there I learned what the real definition of cold was. You know, around here, if it's below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, it's cold.
I think it was just hell was so frozen over that it actually just sort of, you know, moved up.
Maybe.
Into D.C. Yeah.
Oh, well. I survived. Did I even give a link to... Yeah, I did. Okay. That wraps up this show. Michael, are you still awake? Yuri. Paging Michael Cottingham. I want to ask you something, Michael. Yuri, stop that.
I think he went for a coffee break or something.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in like an hour. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes and links of everything we talked about on this show. High-quality samples of Yuri's snoring impression, and much more. phpbbweekly.net. Hey, Michael, you're back.
I'm back.
And then suddenly, Michael...
our next episode is episode number 118, next Saturday, August 8th. My last show coming from the Bay Area for a few months. We will be joined by guest Tom Better, better known as Sub Blue, the guy who is responsible for PHPPB's look and feel in every way, shape, and form. Sub Silver, Pro Silver, his trademarks. They are copyright to PHPPB, but he did the work. So... be joining us next week. It should be a very great episode. I would be surprised if David Lewis also didn't show up next week. He told me that...
Just because of that.
Yeah, he told me, get some interesting guests on the show and he'll be there.
You should keep him out of it. Don't let him in.
Whoops.
I'll be listening in.
Oh, dear. We just lost talk show. Oh, well, let's close up a little bit.
Who cares? Forget talk show. Not like it's an intricate part of this or anything.
Yeah, it's not or anything. And Michael, out of curiosity, any news from that interview you had yesterday?
No, I have not gotten the email yet. I sent them an email, which I was going to send anyway, saying thank you for the interview. And then said, I look forward to hearing from them about the information they're going to send. They said they're going to send me some information to read over and wanted a second interview. So we'll see what happens.
Michael's applying for a job here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
And what exactly does this great job do?
They do web application security. So I'll be doing basically what I'm doing on the security team for PHPB, except for the company.
Oh, okay. Maybe you could even get them to do a half-price code audit for PHPB if they ever need one.
Yeah. I was just going to say that if you really want Michael and me to get into these into this big discussion where we're both very active, you should do an episode on security.
Yeah.
And then we can all share our thoughts and so on.
Ah, that'll be, you know what, that'll be the my vacation episode. I'll just introduce the show and close the show, and you guys will do the rest. I don't know what you're talking about. We wish you luck anyway. Just a reminder. Next week's that show. No episodes on August 15th or August 22nd. And on August 29th, the show will move an hour later. It'll be start 1 p.m. Eastern time from there on out. So
why the change?
Partially because it's going to be more convenient for me, and actually a lot of people have said it'll be more convenient for them too. But it was mostly a selfish change, that's all.
Well, it's going to be more convenient for me, certainly.
Yeah,
most yes. people said that. I was sleeping when you called, which is what I do on Saturdays at midday.
You were better snoozing than I am. All right. Nighty night, Yuri. Thanks for joining us today. And such a great conversation. Nighty night, Michael. Thanks for being such a good spectator.
Sure.
And I'm Douglas Bell. Remember, a successful and sleepy community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Perhaps we could make some money off of an official PHPB snoring ringtone.
What was that card I heard that involved people snoring to the tune of the Blue Danube Waltz?
Oh, I didn't hear that. See, this is YouTube inspires craziness. I blame Google.
Yes.
For everything.